We now move on from a beautiful reading to a beautiful story. A story of love, of friendship, and food, but mainly food. Honestly, I hope everyone's not too hungry, because Isabella and Jason's life is basically a never-ending Marks and Spencer's advert. Okay, it all started in September 2017 at a street food market in West London. Isabella, you were an intern at the time for a street food app. And Jason, even though you hadn't met Isabella, she already knew about you because you were that cool, up-and-coming food Instagrammer who had quite the impressive following. And when Isabella first laid eyes on you, she started fantasizing about all the thousands of app downloads you could get her with a single Instagram post. And Jason, when you first saw Isabella, you didn't exactly see love hearts either. Not at first, anyway. Instead, you saw a grumpy Isabella face, because she was in a bit of a mood with the managers of the market. But you were also taken with how pretty she was and her very attractive, slightly raspy voice. She may have been hungover. Anyway, you followed each other on Instagram and said your goodbyes. And before you knew it, you were meeting up at countless restaurants, bars, and even more street food markets. And it wasn't until several months later, when you looked up from your food, you realised you'd not been on a proper first date. So, on the 25th of May 2018, Jason took the reins and planned a surprise evening out in Soho, starting with cocktails at Bar Tempo, followed by a Michelin-starred tapas restaurant, Yaxa, on Penn Street. I hope you're all taking notes, by the way. The restaurant was so popular that you had to wait in an hour-long queue. But that 1 hour just flew by, from all the exciting conversation and possibly from necking a whole bottle of cava. And so it continued. You shared some crazy drinking sessions and mad nights out with karaoke and 4 a.m. greasy pizza pit stops, as well as beautiful, elegant dinners with deep and meaningful chats and cozy nights in with a Franco Manca pizza. You did it all. You had it all. You couldn't imagine your lives without each other. So in September 2019, you moved in together. Jason, you discovered that Isabella was great at making your house a home, adding in artwork, plants, and mementos of your life together. And as queen of the spreadsheet, she is the organizational heartbeat of your relationship, and you truly would not survive without her. And according to Isabella, you also wouldn't survive without your milk and cookies. But not just any cookies. Marks and Spencer's all butter triple chocolate chunk cookies. And not just any milk, but the wholest whole milk around, that some would refer to as cream. And Isabella, you discovered Jason was not only the perfect boyfriend, but the perfect flatmate. With his amazing chef skills, his happiness to share the housework, and his willingness to get up from the sofa and grab your favourite chocolate every evening. And not just any chocolate, but Tony's Chocolonely Dark Milk Pretzel Toffee Chocolate. But Jason, it doesn't stop at chocolates, does it? Because when you're both sat on the couch, equidistant to the remote control, Isabella asks you to grab it. Or when you're equidistant to the shops and you both, / she, need something, she lets you go. Basically, you discovered that once Isabella is sat down, it's incredibly difficult to get her to do anything. Which brings me on to the proposal. Let's swiftly fast forward to the 24th of March, 2023. It's a beautiful sunny morning in Japan, and you're on a boating lake lined with cherry blossom. You both set off rowing, and by both I mean Jason. Isabella was sitting down, after all. And Isabella, you're querying why a usually laid-back Jason is rowing so quickly to get to the quiet spot at the other end of the lake. To the point where you almost have an argument, and Jason, you think to yourself, swallow this down and don't ruin it, you idiot. Finally, you're at the spot, and Jason, it wasn't exactly a slow motion Marks and Spencer's proposal, because you proceed to nervously fumble around in your shoe for the ring box. Meanwhile, Isabella knows something is up and looks away. And given the boat is rocking from side to side, Jason, you struggle to get down on one knee. So, when Isabella looks back, she finds you on both knees, in somewhat of a begging position, and holding the ring box upside down. But it doesn't matter, because Isabella is already in tears and doesn't notice a thing. Of course, she says yes. And when you drift out of the blossom into the open water, a Japanese couple congratulates you. Obviously before taking a selfie with you. And they even offer you some home-baked pastries, which was truly the cherry blossom on the cake. Or lake, I should say. Let's all give Jason a big round of applause for that epic proposal.